Commission co-chair Sharon Easterling helped hand deliver the 50-page report with recommendations on how the city can expand affordable pre-K education for 3- and 4-year-olds.
We built this to be a quality system, one that is built on the resources that we already have in place, and one that addresses our workforce so that they will be better educated and better compensated, and that will ensure that we change the life trajectory for thousands of kids in the city.
The commission's other co-chair, Loretta Sweet-Jamott, says the report is a thorough analysis of the current situation and how it can be improved.
We just want to make sure that the voices of the real people were heard.
A majority, but not all, of commission members support creating a sugary beverage tax to fund universal pre-K. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.